in money, friends. And Putin knows that. Now, just as Israel has to prepare on many fronts, so you and I have to, in our lives, prepare on many fronts. But the most important front that you and I have to prepare on with regard to these times, these fateful times in which we live, is spiritually. And that's why, before the first coming of Christ, God sent forth his servant Elijah. Well, John the Baptist. He was referred to as the Elijah that was to come. And he sent him forth to call the hearts of the fathers to the children, the hearts of the children to the fathers. In other words, to call the people to repentance, to prepare the way of the Lord. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And the Spirit of the Lord is saying the same thing today, because Jesus is coming soon. He is returning very, very soon. That's what all of these events are telling us. It's the shaking that's happening in our world before the second coming, and we just barely scratched the surface of it. If you think these things are shaking, these are moderate compared to what's coming. So the time to get ready is now, when you can. The time to repent is now, not later. People, get ready. Jesus is coming. And these are days of deception. Monstrous deception, friends. Military deception. Just as Russia is trying to deceive by saying we see no hint of any Iranian development of military nuclear weapons. It's nonsense. Willful deception. Now, don't you be deceived. In the area of moral and spiritual issues, we've got to get this right. Get a copy of that book, Seduction of the Saints, Staying Pure in a World of Deception. Your gift of $18 or more to Save America Ministries will put that life-changing book in your hands. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Get it on our website, saveus.org. And again, become a partner with us. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Lindsay Williams, who was the chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Pipeline out back between 1974 and 1977, where he had an opportunity to get to meet some of the key people in the oil industry who were very, very close to the people who rule the world. Because believe me, big oil works right along with the big banks and certainly with the people who control our government and the military and certainly the educational system in this country and the great tax exempt founds it. Yes, the religious organizations, the leaders of both parties. There is an elite that rules America that has for a long period of time. And their goal, of course, is a one world government. Also, one of their goals is to lower the standard of living in this country and to impoverish our people. But they can't tell the American people that they've intentionally sent our jobs overseas. The jobs are not coming back. people have lost their jobs. They're getting new jobs that pay about a third or a quarter of what they were getting before. And they're just grinding down the standard of living of our people as they, of course, destroy the value of the currency of the people of this nation. It was President John Adams who said there's two ways to destroy a nation. One is certainly by military conquest, and the other is to destroy the financial structure of the nation. Well, that's what they're doing here. They know exactly what they're doing. And with that as the background, Lindsay Williams, you pick up the story there.
Dr. Stan, I'm sure in your life, and you and I are not too far apart as far as age is concerned, I'm sure there have been times when you felt such a heart for people and a moral obligation. You know, for some reason right now, with all the things that are taking place, I feel such a moral obligation to say to your audience tonight some things that I hope to goodness they will take it to heart. We're on the verge of some very catastrophic events. These things can be much easier for the average household if they know the issues. And I really come on your program tonight, Dr. Stan, with a concerned heart. And I guess all those years that I was a pastor, you know, I was a pastor of a church for 12 years in my younger days. Then I was a missionary in Alaska for many, many years. And I guess you can't pastor a church without having a heart for people. And for some reason tonight, that pastor's heart, it just goes out towards people because of what's taking place. So with the introduction you gave a moment ago, Dr. Stan, I hope everyone out there in your listening audience has a pencil and paper tonight, because I'm going to go into some things personal, just you and me, your audience and me, and the things that I have been told. I know many people in your audience have heard me on your program before, and it's been such an honor and a privilege to be with you so many times. But then there are a lot of folks in the audience who are new people that may not recognize where my information comes from. I had the privilege of being invited to be the chaplain of the elite of the world, and for 3 years' time, I lived with these people. I sat across the dinner table from them. I sat in their board meetings and listened to what they had to say, and it changed my life. That was many years ago. And over these years, I've kept in touch with a few of these people that I made friends with. And from time to time, they contact me and they say, Chaplain, you need to know this, or this is what's going to happen. And let me assure everyone out there in Dr. Stan's audience tonight, there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world.
Hold that thought, Stan, Lindsay. Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Stan, and Lindsay was simply saying that on the 6th of September, Judge Chyna made an announcement, and one of his very powerful friends, a gentleman I've actually talked to in the past, we won't use his name, but he had actually sent Lindsay an email pointing out that that Chyna was offering to become the reserve currency of the world. Now, why is this whole thing of reserve currency so important? The dollar has been the reserve currency for many years. Why was that? Well, it's because, of course, you could not buy or sell oil unless you had dollars, and therefore the dollar and the gold were interchangeable. But the dollar has been progressively losing its value. Certainly, it at one time was backed by gold. It's backed by very little gold at the present time because we've created so many trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, and they're suddenly in central banks all throughout the world. And the central banks hold dollars, or they'll have that as reserves, in their fractional reserve banking system so that they can actually go ahead and buy gold. Well, America, of course, downplayed gold. America is printing money like it's going out of style. We've tripled the amount of money during the last 4 years. The amount of money in circulation has tripled in the last 4 years and has gone up phenomenally, you know, over the last 20 or 30 years, ever since we went off the gold standard. But China, instead of certainly downplaying the importance of gold, has been actually accumulating gold. They're the largest gold producer in the world. They don't sell any of their gold. And, of course, they are buying gold, massive amounts of gold. And basically, they've made agreements now with Russia to exchange certainly yuan, their currency, for Russian oil. And, of course, certainly Russia is the largest manufacturer of oil and natural gas in the world today. And, of course, they will supply China all that it needs in the way of oil. And, of course, it can be paid for with Chinese currency, which is redeemable in gold. And certainly the same thing is increasingly true as far as Japan is concerned, as far as India is concerned, as far as Iran is concerned. And China has announced that now you can purchase oil many places throughout the world using the Chinese currency rather than the American currency. What this means is, of course, all these trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that are out there sequestered in banks and in central banks throughout the world will become ever increasingly less valuable. Other countries will want to get rid of them. What they'll do is they'll put them into circulation. They won't hold them in reserves. And they'll come flooding back into America and massively increase the amount of money that's here. And every time you increase the amount of money, you decrease its value. And, of course, this is what Lindsay is pointing out, is that with this announcement by China that they want their currency to become the reserve currency of the world and exchangeable for oil, why it very well may mark the doom of the American dollar. Lindsay, pick up the story.
What your audience is hearing tonight, Dr. Stan, probably is the first time. Even the financial newsletters have not picked up on this yet. They haven't had time to publish their newsletters. You're hearing something for the first time that unless my elite friend had told, if he had not said what he said, there's no way in the world I would have put all this together. I mean, this, can you imagine the world no longer needing the American dollar. I mean, this is incomprehensible. It is beyond almost the thinking. It's never happened in your lifetime and mine. This has never taken place in the history of the American dollar. And it definitely has never taken place in the history of the use of crude oil as the standard currency of the world, which it has been because it has enabled our society to be what it is today. Now, there is an organization, and those of you who have gotten those pencils and paper, please write this down. It's called SWIFT, S-W-I-F-T. It stands for Society of Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications. Let me try to explain if I can. If you wanted to send cash to someone in another country, say you live in the United States of America, and you wanted to send someone cash in Australia, how would you go about it? You wouldn't dare send it through the mail. How would you send that money? You would go to Western Union, and you would pay a premium, and in turn, they would transfer your funds and assure you that those funds arrived with the individual in Australia that you wanted to send them to. Well, if you were, say, for instance, Saudi Arabia, or if you were China in the past, if you were any oil company in America and you wanted to buy from some other country crude oil, there's only one way you could do it. You couldn't do it through a bank. You couldn't do it through Western Union. They don't handle billions and billions of dollars in one transfer, which a super tanker can carry. Instead, there is a group that is known by the elite, that is known by those who deal in billions of dollars at one time, and it's called SWIFT, Society of Worldwide Interbank Financial Telecommunications. You would go to them if you were an oil refinery, and you would say, I would like to buy a super tanker of so many barrels of oil from Nigeria, from Saudi Arabia, from whatever country you want to buy them from, and SWIFT would handle the transfer of the funds from the refinery to the seller. And this is has always, as long as crude oil has been out there, as long as the American dollar has existed, they would not accept anything but the American dollar. That's all that there was that could be used. Now, for the first time in the history of crude oil, China has dared to come to the front to have such a stable currency that the world would recognize it, backed by gold, as Dr. Stan has just so well put it, and they have said, as of the September the 6th, we will accept transfers of funds for the crude oil, any country in the world that would like to transfer it, any refinery in the world that would like to handle it. We will not be involved in the American dollar. Folks, can
you hold that thought? Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Oh, go right ahead, Lindsay. Go ahead.
Can you imagine Walmart or Target without a single item on the shelf marked made in China? No. No, we can't even comprehend that because nearly everything in Walmart and Target and most of the other stores has made in China on them. But do you realize that China, for the first time, has actually stood up and dared the United States? They have shaken their finger in your face because our Congress didn't have the intestinal fortitude to get out there and do anything about the budget. They refused to face the $16 trillion deficit. The world is laughing at the American dollar, and China saw an opportunity, second largest economy in the world, and China saw an opportunity to step in and say, huh, American dollar, nobody's going to need you anymore. Then it happened on Friday the next day, September the 7th. Russia, Mr. Putin, took advantage of this. You realize these are two red countries. These are two communist countries. Russia, last year, became the number one producer of crude oil on the face of the earth, surpassing Saudi Arabia in oil output because of their Kola SG3 wells, because of their super deep wells where they went down over 40,000 feet. They found abiotic oil, and Russia last year became the number one producer of crude oil on the face of the earth. And on September the 7th, Russia stepped up and said, China, you need oil. Yeah, we know you need a lot of oil, crude oil. And we'll supply it to you. We'll supply everything you want. We'll supply as much as you want. You name any amount that you want. Now your currency can be used for the sale and trade of crude oil. We don't need the American dollar anymore. Russia said, China, we will supply, after all, they're brothers. They're brothers in communism and slavery of their people. And they stepped up and said, we will supply you all the crude oil you want. Folks, do you have the slightest idea of what's going to happen 6 months from now? Yes. Yeah, 6 to 8 months from now, and I was brought up on a farm, so I'll oftentimes use this expression, the chickens are coming home to roost. 6 to 8 months from now, America is going to pay the piper. Why? Because that's about how long it will take for those unused, unwanted American greenbacks to come back and haunt us because of what has happened in the giveaway, throwaway, spin condition of the financial status of America right now. We have literally, we have sown to the wind and we are reaping a whirlwind 6 to 8 months from now. Folks, you must please, I beg of you, listen to my elite friend who has said some things to me personally. And Dr. Stan, you remember I was on your program on Saturday, and I had just received this email from my elite friend, and I was so moved when I was on your program on Saturday. I had trouble even doing the program. I don't know whether you noticed it or not, but I had trouble because he had said to me some things about what we are facing and let me know that for the first time, the American dollar is not the petrodollar anymore. For the first time, the American dollar is not the reserve currency of the world. As of the day of the Democratic Convention on September the 6th, the dollar, that should have been the only thing talked about on the floor of the convention. The dollar became second rate. It became, it's worthless to the rest of the world. They don't need it. All right.
And I think it's really important for our listeners to understand that your life savings is mediated in dollars. You have a pension, it's paid in dollars. You have an annuity, paid in dollars. You have an insurance policy, paid in dollars. Maybe you have a $500,000 insurance on your home in case it burns down. That's the average value of a home today. But suddenly when we get new inflationary spiral, it might cost you $2 or $3 million to replace your home, and your insurance policy is still worth $500,000. This will destroy the value of your bonds and of your stocks and of your life savings, of anything you have mediated in dollars. Ladies and gentlemen, you're not going to hear about this on the regular radio. But understand, the American monetary system is on the verge of destruction.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus. to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Dr. Stan, of course, Lindsay is simply quoting what Mr. Fromm told him several years ago, and that is that by the end of 2012, the dollar would be dead. Now, not non-existent, but certainly it was going to lose tremendous amount of its value because of inflation. And if you believe what the government is telling you, and the government, of course, is made up of experts, and they say figures don't lie, but liars figure, and they get jobs working for government, and if you want to do well, you simply lie to the American people. They tell us that inflation is maybe 1-2%. Well, you go to the store and you look at the price of food. You go to the hardware store and you look at the price of hardware products and plywood. Or you go to the clothing store and look at the price of shirts and other products that have been in the past manufactured overseas. And are you then going to believe what the government tells you? Are you going to believe your lying eyes, which will tell you, obviously, that we are already in an inflationary spiral? But it's going to get a lot worse. It's probably pretty close to 10%, 9-10% now, according to John Williams at shadowstats.com. Shadowstats.com. But by next year, well, the year, I think you're going to see inflation probably a 15-20%. Remember, we got up, I think, 11-12% interest inflation rate back in the year 1980. Fortunately, Paul Volcker was able to raise the interest rates up to about 19% and stop the inflation. We can't do that anymore now because we've destroyed the value of our currency. We've got these dollars out all across the world, and we can no longer control all those dollars. We should have inflation a long time ago, but we've simply been exporting inflation to other countries. Now, of course, that inflation is coming home here. Those dollars are coming home here. Inflation has nothing to do with rising prices. Inflation is the increase in the value of the currency, the number of currency units out there, and that results in rising prices. And you go and study what happened to ancient Greece and what happened to ancient Rome, what has happened repeatedly in the years intervening, and time and time and time again. They've destroyed the financial stability of a nation and destroyed the nation. And that's what John Adams was talking about well over 200 years ago. They understood then, and that's why, of course, they wanted our currency backed by gold and silver. But the Brotherhood of Darkness has taken over our country, taken over the media, taken over our universities, taken over our foundations, and they control what the American people think. And very few people really understand the seriousness of what Lindsay is saying. Now, will it be by the end of 2012? Well, we'll just have to wait and see whether Mr. Ken Fromm was right. But I will tell you that we've begun our inflationary spiral. And, of course, as Lindsay pointed out, certainly the price of oil was up this last couple of weeks. The price of gold and silver, gold up $100 an ounce. Did you see that on the front page of your paper? Did you hear Rush Limbaugh talking about it? And, of course, silver's up almost, $5 or $6, something like that, in the last month. We're starting already on the inflationary spiral. Lindsay, pick up the story.
The reason I'm trying to say this to your audience tonight with as much heartfelt and trying my best to help you see it, right now, every person listening to Dr. Stan's program, you have the most golden window of opportunity right now that you will probably ever have in your life. Why? The dollar still has value. It hasn't lost it yet. It's going to. You're going to see it begin to happen. As my elitist friend have told me, you're going to see it begin to happen 6 to 8 months down the line when these greenbacks come home unused, unwanted. But right now, you can still go to the grocery store and buy enough groceries for your family with the money that you make when you worked last week. You can still go and fill up that gas tank with gasoline, because you've got just enough to do it and still take care of your family. What I'm trying to say to you is anything that you need to do to prepare yourself for the inevitable, and it's very inevitable. It's not a matter of if there's going to be a financial crash and collapse in the world, but it's a matter of when it's going to happen. And if ever you have an opportunity right now while the dollar is still fairly strong, to be able to do what you need to do in order to prepare your household for what's taking place in the world. If there's ever been a time, it is going to be within the next few weeks and few months' time while the dollar still has a reasonable purchasing power before you see it collapse.
And ladies and gentlemen, basically, you may be a few months ahead of time, but do it, because basically 1 minute after this whole thing has come down, why, it's going to be too late. You may never make a great deal of money, but at least you protect what you have. You protect your life savings. And, of course, this is the thing. Most people are going to get wiped out before this is over. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, here in the Central Coast of California.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course, our guest is Lindsay Williams. We have Rich calling from Aromas to thank Lindsay for getting him into certainly into precious metals, and over the last few years, why the value has tripled. I wonder if you've done that well on your investments, but Rich is appreciative of Lindsay's constant, certainly warning people what was going to happen. But of course, what Lindsay is saying tonight, I really believe we're going to see a tremendous inroads into the remaining value of our currency as the dollar simply ceases to be the reserve currency of the world. Now you're told this can't happen. There's nothing to worry about. Our dollar is as good as gold. Ladies and gentlemen, our dollar isn't as good as gold. Because, of course, we've printed so many dollars out there. They're all throughout the world being used as reserve currencies. But, of course, when they cease to be used as a reserve currency, those dollars are going to come flooding back into America. And just like a gigantic tidal wave, they're going to destroy everything that lies in their way. Anything else you want to say before we let you go, Rich?
Well, the honor is mine. Reverend Lindsay, because you and Grandpa and AJ and sometimes Ghost or Coast to Coast, I call it Ghost to Ghost, you get on there and it's amazing. I tell people, and it's like the days of Noah. They don't want to listen, and they go, "Oh, I'll come to your house." Don't come to my house. You take care of your own family like I'm taking care of mine. But anyways, thank God, and I mean this with all my heart, for Reverend Lindsay, Grandpa Liberty, and his family, and your family, and AJ's family, and Joyce, and the people, but people that's falling on deaf ears. It's so sad. But keep on preaching, Reverend Lindsay and Grandpa, because we need you guys, and we need the Lord more now than ever.
Amen to that. Thank you very much, Rich. Rich, really appreciate your remarks. And this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number here is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment. But we are on the verge of some very, very difficult times here in America, and you're going to have to make your preparations accordingly. I'm not a financial advisor, but I've been studying this for 50 years, and there is a small group of people out there who want to destroy the value of our currency, impoverish our people so that they can enslave them. And basically, of course, behind this are powerful spirits or forces that I believe are going to bring God's judgment on this sinful nation. Well, before we get to Tony, who's calling us from Michigan, Lindsay, I'd like you to go ahead and get your web page out. How can people get in touch with you and get your material?
Dr. Stan, what that caller just said, can you possibly imagine the love that your audience has for you? He said, "Grandpa Liberty, that is such a privilege for him to call you, Dr. Stan Monteith, Grandpa Liberty." I don't know. That moves me. Congratulations. But, you know, all of those out there in Dr. Stan's audience, I could not have told you all these things had it not been for Dr. Stan. I'm just a guest on his program. But he's allowed me here to tell you. Now, the elite have said to me, "Chaplain, We want you to know these things so you can protect your family. Well, all I do is merely turn around and tell you what they've told me. We just finished producing a 3.5-hour DVD series entitled Secrets of the Elite. It is a mini college education into all the things you need to know about the elite. And then, after I finished with the DVD presentation, I produced a 1-hour and 12-minute CD that you can play in your automobile as you drive down the road. And I beg of you, please listen to the CD first when you get this presentation. Please get it so that you'll know everything that the elite have told Lindsey Williams to do and how to do it and what to do and how to know before the financial collapse is going to take place. Our toll-free number for the Secrets of the Elite DVD presentation, and we will give you the CD along with the Secrets of the Elite DVD presentation. Our toll-free number is 1-888-799-6111, or you can go on the web to prophecyclub.com, prophecyclub.com, 24 hours a day, or our toll-free number, 888-799-6111, Secrets of the Elite, new 3.5-hour DVD presentation with the CD, everything they've told me to do in light of what's going to take place, Dr. Stan.
Okay, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're on the verge of some very, very dramatic changes in the structure of our society. Remember, we're having an election. What do you think about this election? What you must understand is the same people running both candidates, one on the Republican Party, one on the Democrat Party. They control the media. They control our reality. And we go to the polls every 4 years to vote for the candidate of their choice to give us the impression that we have the opportunity to change the direction of our nation, whereas exactly the opposite is the case. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will take you into the spiritual forces that control the leadership of both political parties. Because both political parties believe, of course, in internationalism. Both political parties certainly favor the war over there in the Near East and the Middle East. Both political parties certainly want America to lead the world into this one world system, but you can't let the American people know that. We have an invisible government, an intellectual and financial elite, who control our country and the countries, the governments of most of the other countries throughout the world. Well, let's go to Tony, who's calling us from Michigan. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Tony, you have a question or comment?
Yes, so Lindsay. Lindsay, you talked tonight about the dollar getting weaker. Well, what should I do before the dollar get any weaker?
The elite, that was one of the questions I asked them, and I'm so glad you're asking that. Mm-hmm. They said to me, they said, Chaplain, you must secure your assets. Now, let me try to explain that if I can. Mm-hmm. You must get out of paper. Every way possible, you've got to get out of paper. Anything that, if it's written on a piece of paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. You must get into tangibles. Now, there are many tangibles that are securing of your assets. A garden in the backyard that's paid for. A roof over your head that's paid for is a tangible. Gold and silver, goodness gracious, look what gold has done. In 3 weeks' time, gold has gone up over $100, as the previous caller said. We've been able to help him over the years, and silver has gone up numbers of dollars. You must secure those assets, get out of paper, and right now, while the American dollar is so strong, is the golden opportunity for you to do something about it.
Okay. All right, anything else, Tony?
Yes. Lindsay, but you said getting out of a paper, get into what, gold and silver?
Well, gold and silver is just one of the things
and
that you can
else?
Get into. That may not necessarily be the most important thing. I personally know from what the elite have told me that, well, let me put it this way. Some people oftentimes ask me, why would the elite destroy their own country? And I try to tell them, no, you don't understand. They're not destroying America. They're taking America over. they would like for you to lose your job so your house has to go back to the bank that they have bailed out through quantitative easing one and two, and then they'll turn around and rent you that house back for the rest of your life. The name of the game is control. And I personally, if there was any one thing right now that a person, I would say that a person could do, get a paid for roof over your head. It is so very important.
Lindsay,
there are many things that
you
could do.
What if you invested in real estate? What do you do? Is that good?
It depends on what you're getting into. Real estate right now is so, and I think real estate's probably going to lose quite a bit more yet before it's over with.
Huh?
I think real estate will be losing some of its value even yet, so be careful when you're buying real estate for investment.
So what do you buy? You think gold and silver? What else? What else? What other asset?
Well, a paid-for roof over your head, a paid-for automobile. And don't have anything that's financed, if at all possible.
Okay, fine. Well, I think the biggest thing...
Sam, wait a minute. Sam.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, you mean own several automobiles? What are you saying?
I think that, of course, what you really should do is put your money into the things that certainly would allow you to maintain the value of your money. You may not make a lot of money, but you'll at least be able to control the value. Wait a minute, let me finish. The value certainty of your holdings. And basically what you want to do is control your home, and you certainly, then of course you would want to have food readily available. You'd want to have water readily available. You'd certainly want to have various products that you could plant and grow your food on. And then, of course, you're going to have to try to save your money. And that's a good place to put your money into gold and into silver. And it could be certainly into basically...
But not paper.
Oh, no, you do not want to be in paper. The last thing you want to do is be in paper. You can be in various forms of gold and silver. You could be in regular gold and silver. You could certainly be in gold and silver plants. You could be in palladium. You could be in other, certainly, products. But the last thing you want to do is be just available in money, because the money is going to lose its value as they destroy the value of our currency. Does that answer your question?
I'll put you for borrow on our radio delivery. I'll look at you again on the web tomorrow and listen to it again.
Okay, fine. Tony, I want to thank you so much.
Thank you, and your wife.
Bye-bye. Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But you're going to have to make your plans for the very difficult times that are coming. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, there are going to be difficult times coming, and we don't know what form this is going to take it in. Are they going to be suddenly a nuclear attack on America that's going to wipe out many of our major cities? Is there going to be some sort of other types of attacks that are coming? We don't know what it is, but we do know that the America we have known is going to cease to exist. And certainly the financial structure of America is going to be progressively eroded by these dark, sinister spiritual forces. And it certainly is going to happen intentionally. Our leaders want to impoverish our people so they can enslave them. Go right ahead, Lindsay.
Gasoline in the past 3 weeks has gone up 25 cents. Now, the gasoline did not change one iota. It is still 4 quarts to a gallon. It's not the gasoline that's changed. It is the currency that you purchased the gasoline with that has changed its value. Gold went up over $100 an ounce in 3 weeks' time, and silver, $3 to $4. Why? It is not the gold or silver. It is still 1 ounce of gold. It is still 1 ounce.
I may be on the
silver.
Radio. Yeah, I fixed it.
Okay, wait a minute. We've got Tim here from Washington. Tim, did you have a question for our guest?
Well, I just wanted to kind of comment. It seems to me that people would want to, especially with money and stuff, they want to like invest in different things. The oldest form of exchange is the bartering system, correct?
That is correct. Right, go ahead.
If people wanted to invest in things like, generators, ammunition, firearms, antibiotics, things like that, people just need to use their imagination, try to figure out.
I think you're absolutely right. You need to have things that other people want, and you're going to have to be able to protect your family with things that you have. I think you should have gold and silver, and I think you should have these other things that you're going to need for survival. And if you have the opportunity and you think it's something that you would be able to trade with other people, because we don't know, but everything appears to me as if we're going to begin to see the breakdown of the structure of society. Now, the elite people, of course, would like to establish a dictatorship in America, take away our currency, put everything certainly to be managed by computers, but we're just going to have to look and watch and see. And we may very well have to certainly have alternative things that can be traded and dealt with outside of the structure, economic structure that can be set up by the government. Do you have anything else you wanted to say there?
Well, no, I was just kind of commenting on, you know, that lady that was just on that wanted to know how she should invest. And I just want to let her to know, you know that there are so many things that she could invest in that would, you know, they're basically assets that, you know, she could put her money into. Just think about what.
I think you're absolutely right. Tim, how would you respond to this, Lindsay?
What is so very important right now, Tim, is to realize that the American dollar has not collapsed yet. And whatever you've got that you can afford to put into whatever it is that you know that you need, you've got to do it, and you've got to do it soon. You can't wait, because when these greenbacks come back home, unused, unwanted, and we've got an opportunity here, a glorious opportunity of a window to do something about it. Take advantage right now of getting everything that you know and you feel and that the Lord leads you to do that you need to make in the way of preparation for your family.
Okay, anything else, Tim, before we let you go?
Well, I was wondering if I could kind of throw something out there. It's in form of a question. What if each one of the states created their own currency or made their own currency and state printed a trillion dollars?
Well, I think, Tim, right now, of course, the individual states wouldn't be allowed to do that. It's only if there's a breakdown of the central structure in Washington, D.C., that something like that would happen. And the last thing you would want would be the states to print a trillion dollars, because that would destroy the value of the currency. We're moving into some very difficult times. Remember, the people in Washington are going to do everything to maintain their control over the money system, because if you control the money, you control the people. Hey, we're going to have to let you go. We have one more caller here, and let's go to John calling from Spokane. Hi, John. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I have a question for Lindsay.
Yes, John.
On previous shows, you would talk about the reason your elite friends had told you earlier about why they were running oil prices so high, and because Venezuela and Iran needed to make so much a barrel, and they'd run it low and this type of thing. And then what they're doing as far as on one of your shows you'd mentioned about the reason for the Arab Spring, and of course at the time when you announced it, it wasn't called that, but that the whole idea is to break things down in the Middle East so that then we could break that agreement and eventually drill oil in the United States because of all the oil that's here. I heard on the Neil Bohr show today that he seemed to say with his guest, whoever it was, that if Romney got elected, they'd open up drilling in the United States. Have you heard anything about that?
Yes, I have. Look at the Bakken Reserve in North and South Dakota and Montana. Go on YouTube and look up Liberty Rig, which is drilling in Prudhoe Bay. Yes, all this is a part of it.
And okay, does that answer your question?
Yes, and it looks like that could create future prosperity for America.
Well, basically, of course, there are people here who don't want prosperity for America, and they want poor people so they can control them. Oh, we're going to have to run, but thanks so much for calling, John.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I certainly hope you enjoyed the program with Lindsay Williams. We carry his book, The Energy Non-Crisis, and we actually have a hit talk he gave before our conference. It's on DVD, The Energy Non-Crisis. We hope that you want to get this and understand how this whole oil situation has been totally contrived. Now, you must understand that behind everything going on is a small group of very powerful and wealthy men, but who control the banking industry and many of our major corporations and our major media. But you must also understand that behind them are powerful spiritual forces. And that's, of course, is why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness, and I suggest you get both the book and the DVD by Lindsay Williams. That's the energy non-crisis, because, of course, they are going to create an economic crisis in America. They're going to create an energy crisis in America. And how they're going to really undermine this country, I don't know. But I think we're in very, very difficult times. And I think they're going to create a crisis here, and whether that's going to be related to side attack on America, whether it's going to be related somehow to shutting off the energy to the average individual through an EMP attack. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know what that is, or you need to listen to some of our talks we've given on the EMP situation in America, but magnetic pulse attack. But this really can be done here. And certainly you could certainly call our 800 number and ask them for the material and information on an EMP attack. But understand that there is an organized effort that wants to destroy this nation. The Brotherhood of Darkness, if you haven't read my book, you need to get it. And certainly you can either get the book, or you can get the DVD, or you can get the Brotherhood of Darkness special, which is the book, the DVD, and the audio tape that you can listen to several times to begin to understand who and what energizes them, because not only energized by a desire for wealth, but there are powerful spirits and forces behind this movement to create a one-world government, a one-world financial system, a one-world religion, and basically they want to destroy and finally, of course, install the one-world ruler, who is the Antichrist. And this is what most people who talk about this don't really understand, is behind everything going on today are powerful spirits and forces. Now, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And we hope you'll go there and you'll try to understand what is really going on. Certainly, we have all sorts of material on these various crises. And this effort, of course, to use our financial system to collapse it and to bring the American people under the control of a ruling elite. And this is why we certainly suggest that you go to our webpage at radioliberty.com and just go down over to all the four tape sets, the various DVDs and videos that we have, so that you can get the information and you can help us get this out across America. I can only reach a certain number of people. As you know, I do 5 hours of talk radio every single day. I will be in Colorado, Sydney, next talk, and going into the background, certainly, of the of what's going on economically. I will be giving a very similar talk here at in the Santa Cruz, Monterey Bay area. On the 21st, this is our annual Radio Liberty Conference. We're bringing speakers from across the world. And I think you'll find it fascinating. The program will begin at 8:15 in the morning and go till 6 o'clock in the evening. We're going to be serving lunch. We're going to bring in speakers from outside. If you'd like to come, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our listeners, pray for our leaders, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Let us be grateful.
This is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news, behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you of the views, not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Gregory Mandarino. Did I pronounce your name correctly, Gregory?
Yes, you did. You're one of the few.
Gregory Mandarino, and we're going to be talking certainly about what's going on financially and what you learned. Gregory, why don't you give our listeners just a little bit about something about your background and how you became concerned about what was happening to our country financially?
Absolutely. Well, I started out actually in the early 90s. I became really interested in finance. I was able to
your position as an analyst at the now defunct Bear Stearns. I then moved to the trading floor, and I realized that wasn't for me. But the money was better. And in analysis, I like to take in the big picture and then break it down to its most simplest aspects, and then say what are the most likely outcomes. And precisely that is what scared me. I started to see distortions in the charts. And for those of you out there, that maybe some of your listeners are familiar with my work, I always say that charts are prophetic. If you can read a chart and you can understand the fundamentals behind it all, you can literally see the future, in my opinion. And the future is not looking good. From a financial standpoint, from an economic standpoint, I believe sincerely that we are at the end of the ability for these debt-based economies of the world to acquire any more debt. And subsequently, we have a debt crisis, caused many, many people to suffer. As a matter of fact, many people, in my opinion, are going to lose their lives because of this. And that is why I became involved so deeply as I am now.
Well, now, why do you think that people are going to lose their lives in this, Gregory?
Okay. Going back, if you were to look at a graph of, let's just, for example, say the United States debt, when we went off the gold standard in 1971, when we officially left it, what we witnessed, and you can compare these charts side by side, very scary, you can see a boom which developed because, I mean, think of it this way. It's a very simple concept. We borrowed money, cash, from the future to live a better now. Now, because of that, we've been able to create an environment where people buy and live better. It's the same exact situation as if someone were to, I don't know, grow animals, farm animals, for example, and they went out and they took out a loan, and they bought a bunch of, let's say, animals, and they made a good environment for them. Now, all of a sudden, these resources are not available to those animals. They're going to start to die off. And it's really the way I see this playing. Human resources, human beings as a resource, unfortunately, are going to suffer because of this, because the bill is becoming due. And when that bill becomes due, the debt as a whole becomes in full. We understand that that cannot happen. There's not enough money that exists on the earth to pay off all of the debt that has been through derivatives and not just sovereign debt and unfunded liabilities. It's epic. And because of that, we are going to see that people are not going to believe and resources are not going to be available to people. A great many people are going to suffer because of what is going on, and that is my greatest concern, is I sincerely believe we're going to see, if you want to call it this,
Hold that thought.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mined supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Stan and Gregory certainly has been studying what's going on financially for a long period of time. And Gregory simply says that certainly we went off the gold standard back in 1971. It was only a temporary measure. It was to help finance so we could get through the Vietnam War. The difficulty was there was no reason for the Vietnam War. The Vietnam War was as phony as a $3 bill. It was set up basically as a diversion to take away our attention, the attention of the American people, away from the fact that we were moving from a free society with limited power of the federal government into a socialist society where the government would provide for us from the cradle to the grave. And starting certainly in the early 1960s, as we, of course, began to expand and bring in Medicare and all of these other government programs to provide for the people from the cradle to the grave, we laid the foundation for a socialist America. And a socialist America just isn't going to work. It's the antithesis of what America was. America was a nation that was established so people could be free, could work for themselves, but there would be prosperity for everyone. There would be charity for the people who couldn't afford to look after themselves, but it would be done at the family, at the church, at the local level. And when I was growing up, nobody starved. Certainly nobody died on the streets because they couldn't get help. But you don't see that today. You see people living in tents. You see an increasing number of people certainly deprived of welfare benefits. And the poverty is rapidly expanding throughout our nation and throughout the world. And this is all happening intentionally. We had a wonderful system in America, ladies and gentlemen, a system where the power of government was limited so men could be free. And that was replaced by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness, a group of evil people who wanted to use the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a world dictatorship and replace certainly our sense of moral values with a new set of values to destroy Christianity, to bring in this new world religion, this new world financial system, and this is well along the way. But if we're at the end, ladies and gentlemen, the whole system is beginning to crumble today. And suddenly our religious system is changing. The music and the message of our churches is changing. The financial system is bankrupt. We have trillions of dollars out there all throughout the world. It's all paper money, and when that money comes flooding back into the United States, in the very near future, when people lose confidence in the dollar, we're going to be seized with money, and we're going to destroy the value of the savings of most of the people in this country. Our guest is Gregory Manorino, and Gregory, go ahead and pick up the story. Suddenly, would you agree or disagree, and anything I've said that you disagree with, go right ahead.
I am completely shocked at what you said because you are 100% correct in every syllable that you just uttered. I have to tell you the truth. I'm I'm absolutely very happy to hear you say what you just did, because I can't imagine anyone summing it up better than you just did. And that's exactly the problem. And who is going to suffer? The people are going to suffer. And that's why I decided to take a stand in this. I know how money works. I've been involved in this for way, way too long. I got to see Wall Street from the inside. And it's a cold place, but there are people out there that do care and understand what's going on. I think more and more people who have the ability to see what you just said are coming out and say, look, you know, this system is done, and many, many people are going to unnecessarily suffer and die because of the way this is going to play out. And it has been my mission, literally, to try to wake up more and more people and try to break this entire thing down, just as you just did, and I am so impressed. And say, look, this is what's happening, everyone. Please open your eyes, look around, and try to protect yourself. Try to think of a way that you can, you know, put yourself into a position that you don't have to lose everything that you've worked for, and believe. That's exactly where I'm coming from. And I see that we're on the same page, without a doubt.
All right, well then basically, can you sort of give the background so people understand how we got the mess we are, where we're going, and what we can do to protect America and these ideas of individual freedom under God, which, of course, what was America was founded on, because we've taken God out of our schools, and we've taken the ideas of freedom. Now freedom is well, government's going to provide for you, you know, and government is going to give you the freedom to do whatever you want to. Ladies and gentlemen, government does give you freedom. Freedom, at least according to America, was something we got inherently. If you go back and read the Declaration of Independence, the rights didn't come from government. They came from God. And governments were established to protect our God-given rights. Read the Declaration. Understand why America is different. And then understand this is not what they teach in our schools today. Go right ahead, Gary. Gregory.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think what people need to do is just wake up to say, hey, you know what, the system is finished. The ways of the past are done. So we need to realize that we're all holding on to a dying asset. And that asset is paper currency. Paper currency, the way we know it now, is in a transition period. And I talk about this all the time, and that's why it's so critical for people to realize that by holding, for example, let's say someone owns stock XYZ, and they said, hey, you know, they're going to hold on to this stock until it goes to zero? Absolutely not. You need to, if you're an American citizen, this is what you need to do. You need to, or whatever central bank is issuing your paper, understand what they are. And this is as clear as I can say it. They're unbacked liabilities being distributed by absolutely bankrupt governments. Now, if you realize that and you say, hey, why would I be holding on to this asset when I can hold on to something real like gold and silver? I am a huge precious metals advocate. In fact, probably the biggest silver advocate that I know of is me. I believe it's the most undervalued asset in the history of the world. And I think that people need to realize that the system is dying. We're witnessing its death now. The debt-based economic model is done. We are at the end of debt acquisition. We're done. We can't do it anymore. But what they're trying to do, I mean, if you really think about it, these policymakers, their solution is completely backwards and it doesn't make any sense. They admit we have a debt problem, but they're adding debt to the debt problem. And then in some countries like in Europe, and we're going to be seeing that here in the United States, they're forcing austerity upon these people. So what does that do? That's going to stifle economic growth even further. And they can't, first of all, they couldn't pay back the initial debt load. Now they're supposed to pay back the initial plus the more debt. It can't work. It's a system that's being propped up with purpose at this particular point, and I believe you brought that up. This is the purpose of this entire thing from a financial standpoint. The more mass that they can put in the debt, the bigger bubble that they can create out of it, the bigger the crash is going to be, and the more wealth destruction on one end there's going to be, and the more wealth creation is going to be from the people on the opposite side of the equation. The people that are holding gold and holding silver are going to be the winners in this.
And the thing, of course, that they can have other things. They can have property. They can have things of intrinsic value. And you must understand, the wealthy understand this. They're doing everything they can to keep the average individual from understanding that when America was founded, it stipulated that our money would be based upon gold and silver. Why did they do that? Because time and time again down through the ages, they've tried these fiat money systems, and they never worked. They tried a system like this in ancient Rome under Diocletian in the year 300, and he tried to create all this artificial money, and it didn't work. He eventually ended up resigning as emperor and going off to raise cabbages, is my understanding. But this was tried in ancient Greece, it was tried in ancient Rome, and as the western part of the Roman Empire that they had given up a gold-backed currency was destroyed in 476 A.D. So the eastern segment of the Roman Empire basically lasted for an additional 1,000 years, and certainly the eastern part of the Roman Empire, centered in Constantinople, lasted until the 1400s. The western part that had given up its gold-backed currency lasted until 476. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that our leaders know exactly what they're doing. They're not stupid people. They intend to destroy this economic system, impoverish the people, and enslave them. And if it happens, it will happen because we allowed it, because people did not learn the truth. Now, Gregory, you go ahead and explain to our listeners what's happening, who's behind it, and what can be done to try to preserve Western and Christian civilization as we inherited it a generation ago.
Okay. I believe, and I name these people, I actually literally name some of them in my book. What I'd like to call the people that you're referring to, a word that I kind of made up, it's called the political corporatists. These are the policymakers, the central bankers, and the investment banks, or Wall Street. Now, these people, as you just said, they have an agenda. They are not stupid, and they are well ahead of the curve. And they understand that currency is dying, they're making people slaves, like you just said. People are slaves. Debt. People who are holding, well, they have the illusion that paper with numbers printed on them is real wealth. And they're so indoctrinated and brainwashed in so many ways to believing this. This is why they won't let go. This is why they won't let go. It's just like holding on to stock XYZ till it goes to the ground, till it goes to zero. How many people do that? Lots of people do that. But this particular time is going to cost people more than just their wealth. Like I said, there's a finite amount of resources that are available to the people. And some people, as this moves forward, are not going to have access to those resources. And what's going to happen? A massive, I hate to have to say this, but a massive loss of life. It has to play out this way. Because every bubble that we've ever seen in history, all economic financial bubbles, all burst. Now, part of that bubble.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, Greg. We'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Our guest, of course, is Gregory Matarino, and we're talking basically about the fact that we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Gary, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But Gregory is simply pointing out that the world is moving, certainly, away from sound economics. We moved away from it from a long time ago when we went into a paper currency and slowly destroyed the value of our currency. But we got off the gold and silver backing. And now we've created tremendous paper wealth, but there's nothing behind it. And this whole thing is soon going to come crashing down, especially as all those American dollars that all throughout the world that are being held for the backing for the central banks of the world being held as a reserve currency, as to back the reserve currency, all of those dollars become funneling back into America, and we simply destroy the value of our currency, and with that, the stability of our society. Would that be a fairly accurate appraisal of it, Gregory?
100%, and I talk about this a lot, I think, and I don't think this is what you just said is a very poorly understood concept. The fact that the dollar is being held by many, many countries, governments, corporations, and they are watching it be deliberately punished and attacked by the Federal Reserve's policy of money printing money out of thin air. And just like you said, when people start to spend these dollars, let me put it a different way. When people are dumping the dollars, they're going to say, okay, well, while this dollar still has some purchasing power, I'm going to get rid of it. I'm going to go out there and I'm going to go spend it on something. And then And this is a, this is something I always talk about. Watch the money velocity. The money velocity is the rate at which cash, I can say money, it's not money, is changing hands in society. Once that age starts to tick upward, what I believe they're going to do, the mainstream media is going to use this as a spin. They're going to say, hey, look what's going on, everyone. The money velocity is kicking up. This is a good sign. Now, it's not a good sign. What that tells me and other people that I know in the financial business is that people are dumping these dollars. And just as you said, those dollars are going to come back here to the United States and we're going to see massive and possibly even hyperinflation. And there you go. It goes right back to the scenario I was discussing about resources. If people cannot buy a loaf of bread because it's, I don't know, $200, $300, $400, $500, whatever it might be, how are they going to live? How are people going to survive?
And people say that could never happen here in Gregory. That's what people are going to tell you. That could never happen in America.
I hear that all the time. And, but if they would just sit back and say, look, it is happening. And this is why, as part of my daily blog that I do on YouTube, I show charts. I'm like, all right, everyone, look at this particular chart. I'll hold it up. I'll say, this is the trajectory of the U.S. dollar. This has been the trajectory of gold, silver, commodities, this, that, all kinds of things. Because it's better to get just a visual on it than hearing about it. And this is where I believe it comes into play, where people need to educate themselves about these things and not live in the moment. That is another big part of what I try to get people not to do, is live in the moment. Animals live in the moment, and children live in the moment. As an adult, you can't live in the moment. You have to always be thinking about whatever what the ramifications are of whatever decision you make now may affect you down the line. And I think that's part of the pressure that is applied to people by the society that we live in. It's so... what's the word I'm looking for? Maybe self-gratifying. Gratify yourself now. Don't worry about what's happening. Don't worry about how you're going to pay for this item. Just go out and go spend your money. I mean, and that's sincerely what our leaders are telling us to do. Saying, okay, everyone, we're going to keep interest rates low so people can go out and get themselves more into debt. It's a terrible situation. The United States now, sadly, and I hate to have to say this, I serve my country in the United States, maybe. I hate to have to say this, but we are the most indebted nation in the history of the world, and our citizens are the most in debt as well. It just plays out.
But Gregory, we're living so well that we're living on debt. But we're living so well, and so many people are so wealthy based upon debt. And what people don't understand is, eventually that debt is going to have to be paid off. And when it does, it's going to crush the vast majority of the American people. You can't spend yourself into prosperity. Our telephone number is, of course, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And you must understand that America is on the very verge of an inflationary spiral that is going to destroy the value of your life savings, your insurance policies, your pension, and certainly your annuities, anything that's mediated in the American dollar. And you better understand what's going on and give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics.
Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest, of course, is Gregory Mantarino, and our telephone number, if you have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or here in the Central Coast of California at 464-8295. And Gregory's been studying this for a long period of time, trying to let people understand that we're headed towards a financial catastrophe here in America and probably throughout the world, because certainly our economic system has spread throughout other countries. They're depending upon gifts from America, and those gifts are not going to be forthcoming. Everything certainly is based upon a very highly technical society that we have. And I believe, of course, there's going to be some catastrophic events that are coming very, very soon that are going to bring this all to an end. Now, purely from an academic point of view, what would bring these events on? And I can't tell you. But I do believe there is a God in heaven, and that God does bring vengeance and retribution on societies that turn against him. And there's never been a society that's been as certainly as rewarded as America, having the most wonderful society here, a nation formed by Christians predominantly, where the power of government was limited, and where God and prayer and the Ten Commandments and morality were taught in our schools, and step by step, little by little, that has all been removed. And of course, we are no longer a moral nation. Certainly the occult is working at the highest levels of our society. Certainly we know that under the Reagan administration, Nancy Reagan was deeply involved with astrology. She was bringing people certainly into the White House to predict the future. Certainly, if you've never read the book, What Did Joan Say by Joan Quigley, who was the astrologer that both Nancy and Ronald Reagan utilized under the Clinton administration. Why Hillary Clinton used Jean Houston to conjure up spirits that would come into the White House and certainly would actually, of course, advise her, and she would advise Bill. And basically, of course, then even at the current time with Obama in the White House, he does have his spiritual advisor, the latest issue of the Twilight Zone, I think is the title of it, goes into the background of this woman who's serving as the spiritual advisor to Barack Obama and his wife. And they, of course, are deeply involved in the occult, but you're never going to hear about this through the controlled media. Well, our guest is Gregory. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-295. What people think is we're involved in ideological struggle, and to an extent we are. But behind that are powerful spiritual forces which are guiding the affairs of men and of nations. Gregory, would you like to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get your publications, and pick up the story from there?
Sure. It's very easy to get in touch with me on my website, GregoryManarino.com. That's my website. You also can, I invite everyone to friend me on Facebook. I'm very open to meeting people and discussing things with them. I don't want anything for it. I just would like to just spread the word and let people understand the dangers that are going on. Now, I just wanted to talk about something that you had brought up just a minute ago. It's very ironic. You were talking about 401ks, IRAs, other types of financial vehicles. Now, we already understand that a precedent has been set with the New York Bank Mellon case with where funds were actually stolen. Do you hear about this? The segregated funds from Sentinel Management, New York Bank Mellon. I don't know if you heard about that, but it was a case that was just decided where people's segregated funds, which were actually mutual funds, which a lot of people have, these were connected to an insurance policy, from what I understand, and these were literally stolen from people.
Are you speaking of MF Global?
Well, MF Global too. That's
okay,
another
fine.
Same
Go
kind
ahead.
Of a scenario. Exactly the same scenario. Now, what this has done is it's basically telling people, your money or your cash is not yours. We can do what we want with it, and no action can be taken. It's really an incredible thing to realize what is being set up here. Now, I've talked about many times, and people say, hey, Greg, what is safe? What should I be doing with my money? Now, I know a lot of people obviously have 401ks, IRAs, types of investment vehicles, retirement plans. These are not safe. And people need to realize that because of the decision that the court made, saying, hey, you know what, these funds are not yours. If the company you're investing with decides to take your funds and pledge them against some other asset or use them as collateral and they lose it, you're done. You have no recourse. I hope something else is done. But this is now setting a precedent for what I believe is the next step in this. And the next step is this. People always say, hey, Greg, you know, I understand how important it is to hold hard assets like gold and like silver. But won't the government confiscate them? They've done this before in 1933. It would be much simpler for the government to be, especially since this precedent has been set now, to take people's 401ks, to take their IRAs, whatever investment vehicles they may have, and say, okay, this is now ours, but we're going to give it to you in a different way. We're going to disperse these funds to you like an annuity. But think about it. Those funds will be in grossly devalued dollars. So where's their purchasing power? It's grand theft on an unimaginable scale that is going on. Since the crash of 2008, the aggregate public, the American people, lost 38% of their wealth. Think about that. And that was out. That was a setup, too. I mean, think about how that whole situation went down. We had the two big to fails, which just consolidated into a more bigger companies that are way too big to fail, and they're doing it again. They're going to set up the same situation now. The Federal Reserve has allowed institutional investors and whoever else want to borrow money from the government for zero funds and speculate with it in the market. What has that done? That has reinflated this bubble in equities, and a lot of people are getting involved in it, and they're going to take everyone's wealth, literally, when that bubble bursts again. It's a pump and dump. I've been talking about it for the longest time. Not only is the Federal Reserve run the biggest Ponzi scheme in the history of the world, they disperse their currency to the world, and that it, as soon as it leaves the Federal Reserve or wherever it comes from, it begins to accrue interest. Interest that's printed out of thin air. So that's the biggest Ponzi scheme in the history of the world. And now they're running the biggest conflict of interest in the history of the world. Central banks of the world, this is no secret, are acquiring gold in mass. Meanwhile, they're dispersing their paper. The more paper they disperse, the more paper that they print, the more value becomes their gold, and now they're acquiring silver. So think about it. It's a conflict of interest that they don't even believe in their own product. What gives them the right to print money, print paper, cash, whatever you want to call it, out of thin air, devalue it to everyone else? Most people don't hold gold. Most people don't hold silver or hard assets, as we were discussing before. And the central banks now, assets are rising in value. So as you said before, it's these very few individuals are going to become wealthy beyond imagination at the expense of everyone else.
But I think that tragedy is, of course, the banks are going to do all right because they're going to have their assets in gold and in silver. They're not going to be holding a lot of worthless dollars or other currencies. They want something that has tangible value. And that is, of course, what our founding fathers did. They specifically stipulated that no state would have currency other than gold and silver. That was to be the basis of the monetary system that we had. Because our founding fathers knew what had happened time and again before. They don't teach us in schools today, and the tragedy is that an awful lot of people are going to end up holding a great many dollars, both physically, and they're going to have them deposited in the bank, when suddenly we find out that they have lost their value. Well, let's go to Ron, who's from Eastern Washington. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Ron, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. I just had a comment. Didn't the judge rule, I think it was MF Global or something, that once you deposit your money to this corporation, now it's no longer your money. It belongs to this corporation. If they lose it, you're just out. Is that...
Gregory, do you want to comment on that, or shall I?
Yes.
I'll
comment first, if you like. The gentleman is absolutely right. This was what happened with Central Management and New York Bank Mellon. MF Global is the same situation. What is safe? That is the scariest thing now. People who have segregated accounts, they're not safe anymore.
Well, what it was more frightening to me is the fact that the courts could rule like that.
But you see, the courts are corrupt. The whole idea of the courts is there to be a man by people of integrity whose loyalty is to our system of laws and our Constitution. Unfortunately, since we no longer have a God or prayer or right or wrong in our schools, none of this is taught. The courts can do whatever is expedient, and this is expedient, and certainly then relieves MF Global, and I think J.P. Morgan got a lot of the money Anyway, they actually got a great deal of that money, and they're not going to have to give it back again. And so the gentleman who actually was in charge of that, Corzine, he got off scot-free. He should be put in prison for embezzlement, but he's not going to prison any more than most of the other people involved in this scam. But you're talking about people living their life savings. They lost, I think, $1.2 billion in the MF Global scam, and they just can't figure out what happened to the money. And if you believe that, you believe anything. Ron, did you have another question or comment?
Well, the comment I have is that we have legislators in the U.S. Congress who are so derelict that they don't start holding these judges accountable. They ought to be removing these judges from office. Article 3, the very second sentence of the Constitution says judges of the superior and inferior court shall hold office during periods of good behavior. This is obviously not good behavior. This is absolutely outrageous. They should be removed from office.
All right,
and we have the Congress should be doing that. I don't hear anybody even. I didn't hear Ron Paul talking about that.
Well, I think he's well aware of it. He can't talk about everything, though. Anything else you want to say, Gregory, before we let Ron go?
Yes. Oh, well, I think that he's absolutely right. It's all in the same kind of a situation. They're all on the same team. And it's the same throughout history. If you ask me, who should be in handcuffs? Ben Bernanke. The man is counterfeiting. He is counterfeiting. Just like you said several times, he can't do this. He can't just print money out of thin air and everything is okay. He's deliberately stealing the wealth of everyone every single day. We get poorer and poorer with every dollar that he adds to circulation. And they're going to do it again. I'm certain that in the QE3, this next round of easing, I can't stand that word, is coming. And what does that mean? It means everyone is going to suffer once again. More, our cost of living is going up and up and up, and investors are getting sick of it, and they're going to dump those dollars. This is why I've been telling everyone, become your own central bank. That's my theme song, pretty much. Do what the central banks do. Acquire hard assets and get away from paper currency.
Amen to that. Ron, do you have a parting thought before we let you go?
Well, I agree. The only problem is that if you have gold, they may outlaw it. If you have, let's say you store up food, they'll call you a food hoard. They'll call you a profiteer if you make any money. It's almost like you're in between a rock and a hard place. It's going to be a very, very difficult situation that we're going to be in.
You're absolutely right. We're moving into difficult times. That's why I do what I do, 5 hours a day preparing people for the impossible situation that lies ahead. But the people who make their plans now, at least some of them are going to survive. Those who don't, why, heaven help them. Okay, Ron, parting thought before we let you go.
Well, if you want to know who to vote for, read Exodus chapter 18, verse 21.
All right, God bless. And anything you want to say, Gregory, before we let Ron go?
Thanks, Ron. Thanks for your comment. I appreciate it.
Okay, fine. Thanks very much. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. And, of course, we've actually gotten into trouble because we've turned our back on our Constitution. Our Constitution was set up by God-fearing men who wanted to prevent America from following the path that other countries have followed, and certainly then destroying the value of their currency, letting a small elite group gain control of the power of the federal government. And it was for that reason, of course, that they limited the power of the federal government. And the Constitution, if you read it carefully, you'll find is a restrictive covenant. Only 18 things for the federal government to do, and all the rest of the powers are to be limited to the states and to the people. But you see, there's always been those who wanted a dictatorship, and of course we cover that in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and now those people are in total control. They weren't 50 years ago, but step by step. Times of darkness when they're creating all sorts of crises to distract us, step by step, they've taken us into this all-powerful government centralized in Washington, D.C., with the idea that we would now have a set of rulers who would determine the course of our lives from the cradle to the grave. And, of course, we've allowed it to happen. Our churches are not speaking out. Our leaders are not speaking out. Very, very few people really understand that they have progressively eroded the very foundations of our freedom. Gregory, you go right ahead.
You know, I think you just hit the nail on the head. Just once again, and it goes back to the fact that people, you know, their lives are so hard, and they've, well, with purpose, there are our policymakers, I guess if you want to call them, whoever they are, they've made life so hard for people that people cannot focus on anything else other than, well, maybe a week in advance. Where am I going to get money to feed my family? How am I going to get a job? And that's the other lie that's being propagated right now, and that is really what bothers me. Our policymakers cannot even tell us the truth about anything. They lie about unemployment. They lie about inflation. They can't tell people that as we move forward, wages are going to fall. Unemployment is going to rise. They can't say these things. So people walk around like zombies, and they have because they're not being told the truth. This is why people need to seek people like yourself and hear the truth and understand what's going on and what they need to do, maybe to prepare themselves. Like you said, if you're prepared to a certain degree, you can do something about it. But if you fall back and do nothing, you're going to be slaughtered like a sheep. And that is the whole problem with the entire situation, is most people are in this sheep-like state, and they're going to lay down and get sleep.
How can people get your book, Gregory? How can people get your book?
Oh, it's simple. It's being pre-released right now on lulu.com, L-U-L-U.com. It's called The Politics of Money. I go over all this at length, how to protect yourself, where you should be putting your money, and how to really retrain your brain in many, many ways.
Now, is the book available in hard copy, or is it just certainly in Kindle?
No, it's a hard copy book. It's not available on a Kindle yet. It may be. It's going to be available globally probably in a couple of months, but the advanced copies have been doing very well, and I'm very happy to say that.
Politics and Money. We'll be back in just a moment with Gregory Manorino right here at Radio Liberty.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Dr. Stan, I guess, has been Gregory Manorino, and once again, get the website out and get out the title of your book so people can get it, Greg.
Sure. My website is GregoryManorino.com. You can easily find me on YouTube. I do a daily blog 7 days a week. I put out a blog going over all these topics that we just discussed, and my book is available on Lulu.com called The Politics of Money. I'm very proud of it, and I'm really hoping people are going to like it, honestly.
Okay, God bless, and thanks very much. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
God bless. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. This is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. You can join the Radio Liberty family. You could advertise with us. You could certainly get the various items that we're selling. Certainly we have some all sorts of health food products. We have the Miracle 2 soap products. We certainly have vehicles by which you can fluoridate your entire home. We have all sorts of DVDs. We have all sorts of various videos and tape sets and CD sets You need to go to our website, radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. You'll see them all listed. Or if you'd like to get a catalog, we'd be glad to send you one. Just call us at 1-800-544-8927. But you must understand that we have a somewhat of a different message. We recognize all the various forces that work out there, and they're covered in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and in my talks on the dark secret and the forbidden secret. But until you understand that behind all of the political and economic and cultural and ideological forces are powerful spiritual forces, and that is what really energizes this whole movement. The ultimate goal is the establishment of a one-world government under the control of dark occult forces. This was Plato's goal. This was Socrates' goal. This was Aristotle's goal. And in fact, Alexander the Great tried to bring the whole world under his regime, but it wasn't the right time. And that was, of course, Alexander the Great died, I think, 232 years before Christ was born. 232 years before Christ was born. And there have been repeated attempts to unite the world since that time, but none of them have ever come as close to accomplishing that goal as the events that are taking place today. And that's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or to get my talk. Now, to put things into more practical, you need to get, of course, the DVD by Rosalind Peterson on geoengineering. The geoengineering our atmosphere. You need to get the DVD by Betty Martini. It's called Aspartame. They're poisoning our food. You need to get my talk on population control, the covert agenda. Why? Because they intend to kill off most of the population of the world, and people say, that is ridiculous. Well, I would ask you to watch my talk. And then I would ask you to go up on the internet and just pull down my talk on the population control agenda. And don't take what I say. Read what they say and understand who these people are. Some of the most powerful people in the world. My talk, it's on a monograph on the internet, Population Control Agenda. My DVD, Population Control, the Covert Agenda. And then, of course, we have my new talk that I'm going to be giving, certainly in Colorado. I'll be giving it at our conference here in the Monterey Bay area on the 21st of October. It's called Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. Agenda 21, the Covert Plan. And then, of course, we ask you to go to our website, radioliberty.com. And, of course, if you'd like to get some of the products that we have, we hope that you'll get them. And then we ask you, of course, to pray for America. We ask you to pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our